Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
I'm James from Vectis Radio, and welcome to the 4P's Takeover for this week. We have a weather report by Ophelia, news by Jasper. Also, we have obscure holidays, celebrity birthdays, and a cinema guide. Now sit back and enjoy the 4P's Takeover.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School. Building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect light rain and the moderate breeze, highs of 12, lows of 8. Tuesday we can expect light cloud and moderate breeze, highs of 11, lows of 9. Wednesday we can expect light cloud and a moderate breeze, highs of 12, lows of 9. Thursday we can expect light cloud and a gentle breeze, highs of 11, lows of 7. And Friday we can expect light cloud and a gentle breeze, highs of 10, lows of 6. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
In local news this week, ownership of Ryde Harbour could be transferred to Ryde Town Council if a deal is agreed next week. A decision on the future of the harbour looks set to be taken by the Isle of Wight Council if Cabinet approves it on Thursday, December the 16th. The Town Council first expressed an interest in the harbour in 2019, and councillors are poised to agree a deal which could pave the way for substantial investment and new opportunities for the 150 berth facility. The harbour comes with two parcels of land and a hospitality suite, which would also come under the control of the Town Council as part of the agreement. Welcoming the report, Councillor Phil Jordan, Cabinet Member for Transport and Infrastructure, said the move signalled a new beginning for an important town asset. He said, "I am very pleased to hear that the work to transfer the harbour to Wright Town Council has progressed, and we are finally getting close to completing the transfer of ownership of the harbour, which is planned for May 2022. Meanwhile, households across the Isle of Wight could be asked to pay an additional £10 a year to fund policing locally, meaning even higher council tax bills next year. Police and Crime Commissioner Donna Jones is urging residents to share their views in the annual police budget precept consultation. The government has given police and crime commissioners the flexibility to increase the policing precept of the council tax in 2022 by £10 per year to fund the increasing demands on policing. For Band D properties, this would be an increase of 83 pence per month, and for Band B properties, this would be an increase of 65 pence per month, or £7.77 per year, an increase of 4.4%. With over 60% of council taxpayers in the Hampshire Constabulary policing area living in properties that are Band A to C, the majority of people would see an increase of less than £10 a year. The Commissioner is asking local residents to complete an online survey at survey.alkema.eu/policebudget. Finally, the Connect for Communities grant scheme is launching again this December. The programme is funded by the new Household Support Fund awarded to the Isle of Wight Council by the Department for Work and Pensions. Community programmes, voluntary groups, education settings and charities are all encouraged to apply for funding to support vulnerable households with essential services this winter. Town, parish and community councils can also apply. For more information about the grant scheme and how to apply, visit www.connectforcommunities.org. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
Oh, Right, so me and James have come along with our weekly game that we're going to talk about.
Indeed.
And the game that we have chosen for this week is Fortnite Battle Royale.
Fortnite is what is known as a Battle Royale game.
It's very similar, like from a couple of weeks back we talked about Apex, that's like a Battle Royale game.
Yes, and Fortnite was actually one of the games credited with starting the craze for Battle Royale games around 3 years ago now.
Fortnite was the very first Battle Royale game that came out and became the most popular.
I think there were a few games before it.
There was one game before it, which was PUBG. And that wasn't nearly as popular.
H1Z1, which was actually originally a modification of a zombie defense game.
I've never heard
about that. Fortnite was the game to become incredibly popular.
Yes, it was. So Fortnite has got like many different mechanics in it that have never really been in a game before.
For example, the players drop onto an island, and then they find weapons and items and use those to defeat the other players.
And like, there's like loads of different locations on the island, such as like Tilted Towers, which was one, which was like a really big, dense place, like big city area. Basically, it was like multiple different locations here. And the more popular ones would have been given more and better loot for like high risk, high reward, as James has told me. And like the smaller ones will have like low risk and lower rewards, but it's mainly luck based with things like that.
But
sometimes
to stop everyone from just hiding and waiting until people get so bored they just leave the game, instead there's a storm that closes in over time, and then if you're inside the storm you take damage and you're eventually killed. So to stop that you have to keep moving, and as the storm shrinks more and more players get driven into combat with each other, and eventually there's only one player left.
Yes.
Or one group if you're playing in a duos or squad mode.
Yeah, so basically the main game mode is that there's like multiple different teams, up to 100 players in each server, and the last team or player to be alive wins the game. And also there is another unique mechanic in the game that is not really seen in other Battle Royale games, which is like a building mechanic.
Where
every character
pickaxe
has a pickaxe, yes,
to damage landmarks and buildings and trees and rocks and stuff. By doing that you get materials, and then you can use those materials to create structures. There's a few basic structures available to you. You can build walls, roofs, floors and ramps. And there are three materials.
Wood is the weakest one,
but
that you can get from like
maximum health.
Yeah, you can get it
fastest.
really easily. It hasn't it's like quite weak, but it regenerates health faster and it's really easy to get. Second one is stone, which is slightly harder to get. It takes slightly more time to get to full health because it has more.
Metal has the most health out of all three,
but it takes some time to get to full health. It's quite hard to get.
Recently, there has been a big update with a new season, which has a certain theme, and they've also replaced the entire map this time.
Yes, they have.
And have added several new features, such as tents, which can be used to store items between matches.
They also added sliding into the new season as well,
which has been a feature for several different games for a while, but has never been implemented into Fortnite until now.
Fortnite has been known to be quite a good but bad game at the same time, kind of like equaling out, as it's like, it used to be a good game when it first came out, but now it's kind of alright, as like loads of the people that played it and all that have gotten like really good that no one really wants to go up against them, because like you just shoot one bullet at them and then all of a sudden they've got a giant like building fort.
Yes, that is quite a problem.
Yes. The one thing that they have done a lot that's been keeping them alive is they've been doing crossovers with other games and like other titles and all that. Like one of the biggest ones they've done was with Marvel. They've actually done crossovers with Marvel, so they have like loads of Marvel characters in there and Sony characters.
And then also, most recently, a pivotal character in Fortnite's storyline, his face is the same as that of
Dwayne Johnson,
also known as The Rock.
The Rock.
If you have watched the new Jumanji film, the Dwayne The Rock Johnson was in WWE and did Jumanji the new film.
Yeah, I love The Rock. So that's Fortnite. Is there anything else about it? Like, they've done other crossovers, like they've done with DC and
there is also live events, which are events that happen in real time on the Fortnite map, and are often a single event that if you miss, you can't do it again. They're quite good. I've seen a few in the past year and I've enjoyed them. So, yeah.
And have you two got any questions?
I've got one. What platforms is this game available on?
Yes. So it is available on PC, Xbox, PlayStation,
Mobile,
Nintendo Switch, and I think that's all of them.
What would you rate this game from 1 to 10?
From when it first came out, I would have rated it 10, but as it's gotten like older and all that, it's gotten progressively worse, so I give it like a sort of 5-6-ish now.
Okay.
Also, for the age rating, Fortnite is rated a 12. Yep. However, if you think your child is mature enough, it's still okay if they're like 11.
Yeah. It's not really anything too graphic at all. It's quite a cartoony game. There's like nothing really graphic about it. So the only reason it's probably rated a 12 is because of guns in it and all that.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
But if you're fine with your kid playing games like that, then I think it'll be a pretty good game for them.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your famous birthdays. Ben Shepherd, who's a TV show host, Taylor Hickson, who's a movie actress, and Brenda Lee, who's a country singer. Do you know how old these people are and which year they were born in? Well, stay tuned to find out.
This is Blake with a recipe for homemade marshmallows. First, you're going to need 50 grams of icing sugar, 50 grams of corn flour, 10 leaves or sheets of gelatin, 500 grams of caster sugar, 1 tablespoon of liquid glucose, 2 egg whites, and 450 milliliters of water. First, you've got to add the gelatin leaves one at a time to 150 milliliters of cold water and then leave them to expand for 4 to 6 minutes. Next, you pour 300 milliliters of water into a pan, along with the caster sugar and liquid glucose, and warm over a low heat and stir until the sugar has dissolved. Then raise the temperature and boil until the syrup reaches 128 degrees. While the syrup is heating, but before it reaches 120 degrees, whisk the egg whites and put to one side. Remove the gelatin leaf from the water and squeeze out any excess moisture. Remove the syrup from the heat and carefully add the squeezed out gelatin leaves, and stir until they have fully dissolved. If you want to add flavour, you can add a couple drops of vanilla extract, or if you want to add colouring, now's the time to do so. Now slowly pour the syrup over the egg whites, whisking constantly until the mixture cools and thickens. Then pour the marshmallows out into a large rectangular baking tin, dust with a mixture of icing sugar and corn flour, and use an oiled palette knife to spread it out evenly. Sift some of the icing sugar and corn flour mixture over the top. Leave it in a cool place for 4 to 5 hours until it sets. After that, tip the marshmallows out onto a sheet of greaseproof paper, dust with the rest of the icing sugar mixture, cut them into cubes, and coat all the surface in the powder mixture.
Hello, I'm Ophelia.
And this is Sophie.
And we've got some jokes for you. What kind of ball doesn't bounce? A snowball.
What did the fish say when it swam into a wall? A dam.
Where does Frosty the snowman keep his money? In a snow bank.
What do you call someone who makes clothes for rabbits? A hairdresser.
In local news this week, more than half of the island's 12 to 15-year-olds are yet to have a COVID vaccine as health bosses urge them to do so. A team of vaccinators went round secondary schools on the island to give first doses to pupils after the age limit for a COVID vaccine was lowered. However, only 2,751 12 to 15-year-olds, 47% of the cohort, received one, something the senior responsible officer and program director for the island's vaccination program, Jane Ansell, said she was really concerned about. Speaking at the Isle of Wight Council's local outbreak engagement board meeting, Ms. Ansell said the second vaccine would be offered to pupils from mid-January. Meanwhile, the island's MP has called on the government to right a wrong and end 60 years of hurt by giving the Isle of Wight its island deal. Speaking at Prime Minister's Questions this week, Bob Seeley asked Boris Johnson for an update on the long-promised pot of cash. A written question asked, what recent progress has he made on bringing forward proposals for an island deal for the Isle of Wight, and if he will make a statement? In response, PM Boris Johnson said, I thank my honourable friend who is an excellent champion for the Isle of Wight. There is ongoing discussion between the Isle of Wight and the Department for Levelling Up about the unique circumstances for the island and about the discussion about the possibility of a county deal. Mr. Seeley called on Mr. Johnson to right a wrong and look at the findings of an independent study. He said, I thank the Prime Minister for his response. Will the government accept the findings of the independent study that it itself commissioned this summer, and in doing so, will he help me to right a wrong that has been ongoing now for the island, for my constituents, for some 6 decades? Finally, TDG Tree Services will once again be busy collecting real Christmas trees during the first week of January as the company brings back its fundraising initiative, this year in aid of the Isle of Wight Donkey Sanctuary. Households can book to have their tree collected and responsibly disposed of in return for a small donation. Isle of Wight based People Matter IW received a donation of £500 from TDG Tree Services following the success of 2019's service, with Hampshire and Isle of Wight Air Ambulance receiving £800 last year. Due to limited availability and the overwhelming popularity of the service, islanders are being urged to pre-book a collection via www.tdgtreeservices.co.uk. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and remember I talked about all these people having their birthdays? Now I'm going to tell you their ages and their years of birth. Ben Shepherd, who was born in 1974, who's 47. Taylor Hickson, who was born in 1997, who's 24. And Brenda Lee, who was born in 1944, who's 77. That's it for your famous birthdays. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
This is Jasper with 4 obscure holidays for this week. Number 1. Day of the Horse on the 13th of December was established to commemorate and honour horses' cultural, historical and economic contributions. Equine aficionados frequently gather together to demonstrate their admiration for these magnificent beasts, and there are a variety of ways to commemorate this day. Whether you've never ridden a horse before or are an experienced rider, we can all understand the incredible work that horses have done over the years and how valuable these animals are. Number 2. Roast Chestnuts Day on the 14th of December is a great opportunity to celebrate the humble chestnut, or more precisely, commemorate toasting chestnuts around the holiday season. It's that one warming food that's very popular around the world to keep the cold at bay in December. Because roast chestnuts are so simple to cook, why not make a batch for yourself and enjoy them as a snack? This time of year, street vendors are frequently spotted roasting chestnuts, and the earthy, spicy aroma is enough to put anyone in the Christmas spirit. Number 3. Underdog Day on the 17th of December is the ideal time to honour the world's greatest unsung heroes, runners-up, and surprising champions who have achieved extraordinary feats. It is a day on which you should support the side that is likely to lose the competition. Being the underdog might make you feel as if you have no one on your side. This is particularly true if you or your team has been losing for a long time. It shows the world's underdogs that someone is rooting for them and supporting them. And finally, number 4. Seek out an evergreen day on the 19th of December is your last chance to get a tree for the holidays. Every year around this time, one thing remains the same. Individuals all over the world must pick when they will go out and find a Christmas tree before the big day. Even if you've already purchased your tree for the season, this is an excellent time to become acquainted with the other types of evergreens in your neighbourhood and learn that these majestic giants are around you all year. That's all, and join us next week for some more obscure holidays.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are the last posting dates for this year. so if you want to send a message by Christmas, you've got to do it by these dates. Internationally, the last date you can send a letter is Monday the 13th for Canada, the Czech Republic, Finland, Poland and the USA. Thursday the 16th of December is the final date for Austria, Belgium, Denmark, France, Germany, Iceland, Ireland, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Norway, Slovakia, Spain and Switzerland. For the UK, the last dates are Saturday the 18th for second class signed for and Royal Mail 48, Tuesday the 21st for first class signed for, Royal Mail 24 and Royal Mail Tract 48. Wednesday the 22nd of December for Royal Mail Tract 24 and Thursday the 23rd of December for Special Delivery Guaranteed. That's James from Vectis Radio.
The cinema there is the Buzz Baby Family Business, CBBS Christmas Show the Night Before Christmas, Cliff the Big Red Dog, Encanto, Eternals and Ghostbusters Afterlife, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, House of Gucci, The Nightmare Before Christmas, No Time to Die, Peter Rabbit 2, The Runaway, Resident Evil, Welcome to Raccoon City, West Side Story, Now at the Commodore and Ride, that is, Encanto, Ghostbusters Afterlife, House of Gucci, A Boy Called Christmas, Cliff the Big Red Dog, and West Side Story.
This is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is redolent. It is spelt R-E-D-O-L-E-N-T. It can mean one of three things: strongly reminiscent or suggesting, as in redolent of history, strongly smelling, as in dark and redolent of incense, or fragrant or sweet smelling, as in a rich, redolent wine. It originated from late Middle English, from Old French, or from Latin, from red, which means back or again, followed by olir, which means to smell. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week.
Thanks for watching the 4P's Takeover this week. I'm James.
I'm Ophelia.
I'm Blake.
I'm safe.
Goodbye.
Bye.
The Short Breaks 4P's course, Building Confidence Through Radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4P's Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.